So who's kosher to write tefillin? Tefillin shekasav an eved or isha or katan. Person wrote by an eved or an isha or a katan. I feel a gilul of chinuch. Even if that person, the katan, has reached the age of chinuch, a kusi, a mumar lavaras gilulim. Kusi, which is, they have a din of, Chazal gave them a din of Goyim. A person is a mormor for Avodah Zarah. A mormor la'nosim. Or a person who's a mormor, even though it's to an act of being honest people, that's a din of Moser. The lach is psulim. Mishum d'ksib uksharetem uksavtom. So the lach is, kol she'enu b'kshira, v'enu maimin bo, enu b'ksiba. The lach of kshira has to be done by, the ksiba has to be done by a person who is involved in the act of kshira. So kshira means that either he believes in it or that he does it. So the katan or the isha believes in it, just they're not doing it.
The tie in between Amunah and
Kshartem? Well, so you have to be in the, you have to be called a Bar Kshira. So here we have a person who's, so the Eved and the Isha and the Kus, they don't have a din of Kshira. And then the Mumer is refusing the concept of Kshira.
He's
not doing the mitzvahs. Okay. Sif Mishabers of Kotnal, Tfillin. In Sefer Torah mezuzah, so this halacha we take it from tefillin, we move it to mezuzah and to Sefer Torah also. Oh isha, what in tumtum androgynous? Tehemaklal safek isha. This halacha applies to tumtum androgynous also because they're safek whether they're male or female. A cotton. The kima de afina mikra being in sheidavka godlo mamish. This is a din deraisa. So we spoke about this idea before. Whenever you're talking about something, the deraisa, a full fledged din deraisa, so you can't rely on the age of 12 years old as being sufficient. You also need to know that he's reached the age of physical maturity. He has a combination of the age of 13 years plus the fact that he has physical maturity. If you're not sure if he's reached physical maturity, so how do we know if a person's reached the age of maturity by doing a physical check? We know that if he's reached the point where he's growing a beard, so he's reached physical maturity. Even though the hairs are short, the hairs of his beard have not grown long yet, but the fact that there are many hairs growing in his beard is filling in, so that's called that he's body a god. Or a person is reached the age of 35, past the age of 35. He reached the birthday of 35. The average person lives to be 70. So he's reached the majority of his years. Or if he has Simon Esris, later on we'll see what those are. There are certain things that indicate the person, he's an adult, but he's not going to have hairs because he has a physical impediment. But it's not indicative of the fact that he's a katan, it's indicative of the fact that he's a sris. So if he's a sris, so he'll have other simonim to indicate that he's a sris. Okay. V'yesh ligar b'sefrim shemenichem lenorim litzav tefillin. There are sefrim which use young men to write tefillin. V'medatakim imeviu simoni galdus eloyim. They don't check to see that these young men have physical maturity or not. Finally, al b'simon lamebeis sif katan kuf gimel. So he said before that the person who appointed them, besides the child, the person who appointed them, Chazal have interesting klala that by a person whose job is to appoint dayonim, says the result of what the dayonim do will be on the person who appoints them, because he's appointing the dayonim which are not hagunim. So that is the same thing over here. These people, which they're machshel people, by appointing people which are improper, that's a big time on him. And the opposite, we want people which are seferim, which should be tremendously zoyer in all of the halachas of seferim. Okay, even if the child has reached the age of chinuch, lechinuch. Now, be'emes afilu gadoloi, kol zman shelo yadin and shevi sheistaris. Even if he's reached the age of maturity, Fedorov being the age of chinuch, he's 8, 9, 10. He's 13. Achlin and gadol. So what's the difference? By gadol imachakach bedaknu matzununu sheyesh sheistaris. So here's interesting halacha. If we would have him right there and check and see that he has shtei saris, we'd do a bedika privately and he'd have shtei saris. So when did that happen? What's the shaila? In general, in Kali Chazaka, we have a rule that Chazaka de Mekoro is stronger than a Chazaka de Hashtra. So Chazaka de Mekoro says he was born without saris. Chazaka de Hashtra that he has saris. So the general rule, when you have a conflict between a chazaka the mekar and a chazaka the hashta, we give the preference to the chazaka the mekar. We said that was true until the last moment, and the chazaka the hashta does not work retroactively. And say, well, if it was true like this now, probably it was true earlier. We say, Adarabba, the fact that it was true earlier, once upon a time, vada, he did not have saris. We assume that that's remains the reality of non-saris until we know vada that it changed. That's the assumption on halacha. Okay. Over here is going to be different, because since we do have a chazaka, which Rava says that a person who reaches the age of physical maturity has saris, and we see lefaneno that he has saris, we say retroactively probably that he had the saris from the time of the earlier also. So therefore, if he wrote it after the age of 13, and then we checked him and saw that he had saris, we assume he had saris b'shas k'siva. Okay, mashen ken b'katan deno moyel oz saris, but a katan saris would not be proper. Ronnie, I just say share every night. I'm sorry. It's just for me. Sorry. The next one should be open.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry.
If Rabbi Boris comes in, just tell him I'm over there.
Okay. Okusi. So when it says kusi, so what are we choosing? So referring to a person who's the kusim were people which had a din of their megayer, but Chazal gave them a din like goyim. They got to be some halacha. So the person who's be'etzim a goy, b'lav haki is posel, saying twice of lishma, because we had a rule before they don't write lishma. So therefore, that's going to be clearly posel. A mumer lavadish galulim. Bezel kumumer the kolatzur. A person who's a mumer lavar azor is like he's a mumer the kolatzur kula. Wudinim who mumer the chalal shabbos for hesia. And the same halach applies to a person who's a mumer the chalal shabbos for hesia. Avim who mumer the shar averus. But he's a mumer for other averus. Kamalon the mumer the davar echad. Loi habim mumer the kolatzur kula. The fact that he's a mumer to treifus doesn't make him a mumer for regards to the halachas of tefillin. Levad. With one exception, that's someone who's a mumer l'tayavin. So we say that his taiva affected him regards to area X, not regards to area Y. Shabbos, even if he's a mumer l'tayavin, if you're refusing Shabbos, you're out of the pale. But a zori even l'tayavin, you're out of the pale. Refers to mumer l'hachis. Means he has his whole attitude towards the Torah is wrong. He's going bedafka against the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, even though it's only manifested itself in one area. But he has a shkafa, which is wrong, and that gives him the nemumer of the kol Torah kula. Okay. Now, so what's the status of these tefillin, which have been written? Lach is that your apostle. So it means we're going to take it to like the halacha of it, which is written by a min. And it was written by a min. The halacha is it has to be put into Geniza. Okay. This that we say that he's mummer for one aveira doesn't affect tefillin. That's true by all aveiras. Aval im hum mummer the tefillin. But if the aveira which he's chosen not to do, shenem aniyah tefillin. Even though the reason why he's not putting on tefillin is not lahachis, it's he likes sleeping in bed. He doesn't like getting up in the morning. It's too cold. It's too hard. Whatever it is, possible. The su ain't no bar kshiru. The vadi moyel is at rock mummer the teyoven. Well, okay. We'll find the madrig in between. Okay, now. He's not doing lahachis. He's just doing it. He doesn't care. Not because he bedafka wants to celebrate. He doesn't believe in it. So then he's not a bar kshira. Now, what about if the reason why he's not putting on tefillin is because of the teyavin? And I'll correct what he said before. The bottom why is a rak lemumah the teyavin? He's going shaholach achar asakiv. And Dainu b'chal bar kshira. He better believes in tefillin. He wants to do tefillin. Just he gets distracted by other things. But a person doesn't care, he's not lahachis, but it's not because he's getting distracted, it's because he doesn't care. That's called anabar kshira. But he's not called a mumar lahachis. So when it comes to tefillin, specifically, he's not a bar kshira. But if a person is mumar l'teyav, it means betzim, he would put on tefillin, just he just wants to cop that business deal, and he ends up never putting on tefillin. That's what happens. So that's, he's betzim bar kshira. A person like that shouldn't write stam. By tefillin, a mumar l'teyavin shouldn't write tefillin either. So that's what, because there are machmirim, therefore obviously the chachila we shouldn't be doing that. But yeah, but it's kosher. I skipped. Even though we're clearly helping for the Shema, but this over here is not the Shema. This over here is he right? Is he right to write or not? Because of prima gadam, I feel him who mummer lechal Shabbos of Rehasia beisad Rabbanan. That would just say a person is a mummer lechal Shabbos gets a din like a mummer lechal Tarakula. It's even if you're talking about Yisrim Rabbanan. And Muksa, which saw the Carmelis, Yeshahak, Ral Kapanam, the Hachila, Shalalil, Nikol, Tistam, filled by Yavit Sarachia. So this is a Machogos in the Poiskim. Versus the Mormon Lachal Shabbos, Bisserm Darbonon, does he have a din of a Mormon or not? So, the Masadisha over here quotes that later on in Hilchos Eruv Chatzeres, which is relevant because a person has a din of mummer, the Kol Torah Kula has a din like a goy, so you can't include him in Eruv Chatzeres. You have to do Schiris Rishus from him. Like a goy, you have to do Schiris Rishus. So, what about if he's a mummer of Chal Shabbos before Hestia by the Rabbanon? What's his status over there? He brings some who say that does not make him into a mummer, with the exception of a person that is not moider be Ruvah Chatzeres. If he denies Ruvah Chatzeres, so then you need Tzchiras Rishus. You can't include him in there. Okay.
But if you're not molded, that you have to obey Rabbanan, doesn't that make you, isn't that the same thing that you're saying, I'll keep Shabbos, I'm just not going to do what the rabbis say. I mean, isn't that the same as...
Yeah, but a mummer davar echad. But a mummer the recher is not mummer the chaltar kula. So he's over this with loy saucer. Even if you argue he's over this with loy saucer, he's a mummer to loy saucer. I don't care what the rabbis say, I ignore the rabbis. So you're a mummer to the very latar of loy saucer. But that doesn't make you a mummer the chaltar kula.
Everything.
Over here, he keeps all of them into separate Shabbos. And at Shabbos, he keeps all the rices, he only doesn't keep the rabbonins. So if that's called mummer the chal Shabbos, he's a mummer the chaltar kula. It's called a mummer to be over the rabbanans. Loy saucer, he's a mummer to loy saucer. He's not a mummer to the cultural code.
Okay, it's one that's...
Okay. Then he said, if a person is a murmur la nosim, I'm your lacha, the fila the tayabin, belvad, the fila pamachas. A person is acts as an honest, which means he takes people's, he's part of the process of moisture, etc. He allows, he gets involved in joining these people which are taking away from Klal Yisrael, even like Dilat Yavin. He did it one time, unless he's done Shuba, so he's possible. Because Shana Bakshira, Be'ebed Isha Kusa Emus Harim Alakshira, Mekot Nafshir Gilachilim, and Ibn Abahamahu. So the ones are not Moedah Bakshira, that we understand, but these people believe in it, they're not Mutzav in it. So the Shema doesn't help over here because it's not the issue. The issue is bats and the person is not roy for kshira. Excuse me, for ksiba. Beis.
Where's this put down the Gemara? Kishatem and Ksaptem and who can write? This is the Gemara.
The Gemara says that these people are apostle. The Gemara doesn't say the reason. This is a Rashi over there.
I mean, it's not like beginning of Cholin for Shechita. It's Cheresh Shalte V'Katan. So
over there, the Gemara
Shalte right be right. He says here, like also if someone's standing over and like a Masa Kofet or whatever, you're telling someone to do it. It's no good. So I just wonder how you compare it. Like in Shechita, is this there's certain things like.
No, I'm saying actually there is a parallel to the sugya of Shechita. Like you said before, this list over here is a list of Yerdei Sima Beis. That's the halachos of people which are possible because of didn't being a mummer. We take that from Yerdei Sima Beis, which is the halachos of Shechita. But
why can't the shulta can't do not possible Shechita, right? So, I'm just wondering whether that's listed in any place that you're relying on someone to do a mitzvah.
No.
Because Shechita it's mentioned, so I wonder whether it's any place is a mitzvah.
I'm not following what you're saying.
No, I'm saying, like for instance, for Shechita it says you're not supposed to have a shulta to do it, right?
Right.
Have a shulta. So I'm just wondering, is that true for any mitzvah that you can't
right, yeah, so
shulta do it
right, so that he said before the beer locha, the first beer locha on the simon oy katan.
Oh, hey, katan, okay, I didn't see that. Okay.
It says if a cher shulta write it,
okay,
your katan is sarachiyun. Maybe they're better than the katan. My honey, my cher, my milk, and bayon. Ram's in the cher, she shut the shita the shman.
You're watching
the
okay.
Right, so maybe that's better.
They have it covered, okay.
Right, because the shaila is, what exactly does it mean? The chara, if there's a drasha that you need a bar kshira, and we darshan that a cherish and a shaita are patim mitzvahs, so they're not a bar kshira, so what exactly is the suffix pasha? You would assume that it's possible, because kolshena b'kshira and b'ksiva. This drasha of kshira and ksiva, it's not a farshi gemara. It's a rashi on the gemara. Mm-hmm. You look at the baragola in Sukkot and Dalad.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
It says rashi shama rama b'perik aleph.
Okay.
Beis. It's not only psul and ksiva, it applies to other areas of the process also. Okay, Mishabur is a cotton test. Mishanikta yadu has some other person whose his left arm has been cut off. So he doesn't have a yad keyup. So loch is, he's parted from wearing tefillin shayat. Abishenu bishir yachal tefillin, the garbach yubu ele. Pumahu the Kaivle. So that's a borrowed phrase from the Gemara. The Gemara is using it in the. What's the case of the Gemara? I'm blanking right now the case of the Gemara, but the Gemara uses a phrase that you have certain cases where the person bats him his chayiv, but his mouth hurts and he can't eat it. We're talking about eating. He can't eat because his mouth hurts. So it's not called that he's be'etzim, not part of the mitzvah. So we have such a concept when it comes to a person who's lacking an arm. So he's chayav the mitzvah. He's ready to do the mitzvah. He wants to do the mitzvah, but he can't because he doesn't have an arm. So he's still called a bar kshira. So now you see over here, what's interesting, two things over here. He's referring to the chayra that this person... he had before it said that you put it, that person puts it on Yad Yamin. Mm-hmm. Right, so it seems like over here he's assuming that that's not true because he's wearing Yad Yamin, so he's chayiv. Mm-hmm. Also, look, he wears a shalrosh. So what does he mean he's not in kshira? Okay. Can't do any of the other things. Asiyasim. But dafka shoyisim ma'aseh begufa tefillin. We say asiyasim. We mean things which are part of the process, the actual tefillin itself. Can go in chippu yabatim at tefirosan. Mekolshkan asiyas hashin ba'or abatim, making the shinan the or abatim, making the batim, tying them up. Olegia eza ois. Now to apostle, correcting a letter which is apostle, and by correcting it will become kosher. All that's part of that's truly part of the process. Even a klaf and a klaf, but preparing the klafim is not part of the process of ksiva or actual tefillin itself. We said before, a goy can do it. So koshkan woman can do it. Now there's a new problem. Once we don't worry about the personage, we have a din of lishma, and a goy does not have a lishma. So the answer for that is, that there's somebody overseeing that makes sure that he thinks that he does a lishma. But within cotton, so cotton could also do that. Hashkaras abatim aritzuas. What about blackening the batim and the ritzuas? Can that be done? Ayin yakum. Ayin leav b'simon lama gimel. Shemar nesham dinam be'ezer Hashem yisborach. So over there, that became more complicated. The lashon of mechaber says she yishkirim yisrael lishmon but loy and yehudi. The mechaber's lashon is it's correct that it should be done by a Jew. The Ramos of Bidiyavid kosher im hishker or abatim, or Ritzuz of Bidiyavid is possible. So the Ramos differentiated between the batim, where the din of black is not machai, is not mikiradin, it's just a heater, and the Ritzuz is where the din of black is mikiradin, so therefore that a goy is possible. And even on that, he brought. He spoke about even using a cotton. The Mishnah over there discussed using a cotton for these purposes. They shouldn't do that either. He did say that a woman would be acceptable. She knows how to do the Shema and she could blacken the Ritzuas. Curious Devik Shaban Oislois. Let's say two letters got touched. They shouldn't be doing that either. Correcting the we're saying it's a case where the tzuris is there, but the mice you're making a kosher by removing the devik. But you have it in the hachmer. The gerer lemikra ksiva, because therefore scraping away is not called ksiva. I only hate to lay up a similar base of cotton pay. Close up a tefillin to be in a considerate of a safer tariff. Imashal Ligra, see the Oasius, Mokam Shanoga, Balachal, the Kosman, Yasa, the Zemikir, Chatkila. So instead of scratching away just the item, which is just Greira, so by tefillin, you need to do that because if they're touching in a way that they still observe the Oasius, the only problem is they're touching. So besides considerate, that depends on Surah's Oasius. You can't erase it totally and redo it because then you lost your eyes and then you're not considering. So only Eitzah is to scratch it away, just where it touches. So then I guess I'm clearing a shiloh, but Goy can do that for you because he's not doing ksiva. But by saying return, we're not worried about considering, so then you really, it'd be better if you would remove the whole thing where they touch down to like the either remove the letter totally or down to at least minimal parts of the letter and then rewrite it. Mm-hmm. So that you can't do a goy because he can't write for you.
It's
right. Okay. Gimel, Ger Shechazel Ladosu Mach Masira. So he became a Ger, and then they threatened him, you know, because he's chosen to leave his religion, original religion. They came back to him. They said, well, you better return or else. And now he went back to his Avodah Zorah because of Yira. So Kasha Litto Tefillin, the fact he did it because of Yira, even if you're Mechuyev Mikra Din to be Moshe Nefesh, but doesn't pass him. Yud Aleph, Yira Shalom Yerhagu, they're afraid they're going to kill him. But after Bemis Hoyal Olim Serv, Naaf Shalom Munas Hashem, Betz Miyarchiyev Mikra Din to be Moshe Nefesh, he didn't do that. It's interesting, the Rambam says that a person who does a Avodah Zorah Yalei Oynes, where he really is Mechuyev to be Moshe Nefesh, not to do it. So he did a Avodah Zorah. So the Rambam Shita is, it's called an Oynes, it's got to be a Avodah Zorah. He's not Chayiv, the punishment for a Avodah Zorah. He wasn't over Avodah Zorah. He was over the mitzvah sederaisa of v'hafta Hashem l'kachah b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol nafshecha. What he was mevatel was the mitzvah say of v'hafta, not the isur of Avodah Zorah, because he did avera al yedei onus. Similarly, do any other avera al yedei onus, and it's not called your avera. So it's the Rambam Shita. The Tosfos actually argues, but the Rambam Shita is. Right. Why am I going to rub Shelo Dane the Hakam?
According to the Maranos in Spain, would be because they're the right tefillin and everything, right? Because they
right. Why am I going to rub the Shelo Dane the Hakam? Is that Fila Ima Bitzina who Shemer Satara? We actually know that tefillin whom he satzled. Haloi Akaponim Eno Bekshira. So he's not doing some of the mitzvahs. You know, they forced him to go back to his original life style because he can't keep the mitzvahs. So if you know he's not doing tefillin, you can't use him. Now, unless you tell me that, like in the case of the Maranos, that he has no choice, no matter in his life, but to not keep the mitzvahs. Matter, but if at home when it's Betzina, he's still not doing them, so it means he stepped out. Even though these people can't write. But the Gabi tefillin mezuzas, they're kosher. Chol achronim eskima the gertosher pasul k'sibus sevatera stam toyin b'kshira ba'ayin b'bir alachim. So the chor the magen of Rum, he right quotes the Darkei Moshe, chor tzepela. So by gertoshev, he only some kabbalas I mitzvahs, so he's not bikshira. So what's the?
Why would you think so?
So well, the Magen Rambam says he's kosher for tefillin.
But he's a guy.
So
it's not one of the mitzvahs, but you know,
okay. Tefillin, I mean. So how in the world can you understand what he's saying?
Yeah.
So take a look at the Bir Halacha. Kosher to tefillin. You see it? It's about the fifth line down in the wide lines. Calls it Arabic Gert Sedek. And then you get to Hashem. It's given by Prima Gadim, Lechem Shemaim, Master Shekel, Boyd Arabic Psul, the Hosman Tam Shed, the Hanab Shira. So what's the Shail? He's not Bakshira. So what's Shalad Dakim Moshe? But Yadafrayim, Mehimsi Dover Chodesh. So Yadafrayim is Mechadish, Shapel the Gazak. Dari Dakim Moshe, the Makshir, Begert Hashem, the Kibbal Lob, Kolomitzis, Chutzmis, and Avela. So why is he Ger Toshev? Right, so he's Mechadish, that a whole new Tsugang to Ger Toshev. Ger Toshev means the definition that not just he keeps the seven mitzvahs, but he went to Bez and he was Mechabal to keep the seven mitzvahs. So what about if he's Mechabal to keep eight mitzvahs? What about if he's Mechabal to keep ten mitzvahs? So he's now a Ger, he's considered that he's a person through his Kabbalah and Bezdin, he's chayiv in those mitzvahs. So he's not chayiv in mitzvahs of Torah.
But because he's not taking the whole Torah kula, he's.
But so why is he called a ger tasha? He's keeping. He's not mapping makabel and veil. But the guy be tefillin. He was makabel tefillin.
But it's not makabel the Torah then.
Im ken yehalo yashem b'kshira. That's what Yadavraham says. So to Mishabura, Bem is near the Nisdai, Tishagam Zaino, Taloy Akaponim Eno Muzralak Shira. So even though he said he's gonna do him Bezin, that has a bit of like enemy of Isa. He's not Chaiv and Kshira Mikiradin. Tayra Dotim Ishab Evid, you Kabulain, Mrs. Tvillin, you Ksharam Latsibis Tvillin. One walks in the Bezin and says, I'm a Kabul, do my Kabul wear Tvillin. Very nice. Very nice. It's interesting Kabbalah. It's like a netter. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with Tvillin.
It's a netter.
Okay. Furthermore, Levad calls that. Skip down about to like three lines before the end of the piece. Mm-hmm. And Gerus a Chatzoyan. I'm a Sechlis Gerim. So the cloud, the whole concept of Makabal, some of the mitzvahs and not other ones. How can it be called binding that he's called a Ger? They got to be those things. That's what you're saying.
How can you be a part Ger?
You have over here a din of Ein Gerus a Chatzoyan. So this pshat of the Yad Ephraim is a pellet. Va'oid, nim ken ger be'ger shamal b'lo toval, the cause of Rosh B'shad the Vodazor, they'no gara me'ger toshav, shrei kibbal alav kol ha-mitzes, nim ken, the fi zeh, yi akosha l'ksib b'stam, yi akosha l'svicho ki Yisrael, she's a really totally b'ra zvicho, t'ayu ma'as agat z'ag mitzes zvicho, some of the more yivamis the memal, or mersham kim and the loy mo tovel evichob gluldim bu, l'mash m'kein, Moore says, calls when he wasn't terrible, he's still a goy. What do you mean? He's been kabbal of these mitzvahs.
Yeah.
So, the pshat of the Yad Ephraim, the Chorus Mamash Appellate, right, that the Yad Ephraim is doing Mechadish to such a thing, it's connected to the Dinamain Gerus of Chazoyim, right, etc., etc., etc. But you should know that such Yad Ephraim exists, and there are people which are matzik the Yad Ephraim.
I'll do the Torah, but I don't like mitzvahs A, B, and C. I'll do everything except A, mitzvahs A, B, and C, and then we can mekabel them.
Interesting, the Be'er Locha, I don't know all the details, the Be'er Locha brings this up again in Simon Dalachin. Right? Simon Dalachin. So, which is the Halachas of Avodim on Shabbos. So whether he talks about this issue of this, that, is it possible for a person to be mekabel multiple mitzvahs beyond the Shev mitzvahs? He's not a full ger, so being mekabel only some mitzvahs. He brings up with the Reshita.
Ben Noach and beyond the seven.
Right. So what's irrelevant? He brings up with the Reshita of the Mabit, I think. I think it's a Mabit. Mabit is Mechadish. That which a Goy Shabbos is Chayim Mitzvah, only if he wasn't Mechabal and Bezdin. If he was Mechabal, Shabbos, and Bezdin, together with his Shabbat Mitzvahs, so he's Mechabal, he's keeping with Terrors, the Tzivah Yatara to keep Shabbos, then he's allowed to be Shabbos. That's the Kiddush that the Mabit says.
What's so, the count that is? I mean, that's not.
So you're saying you see from both of them the Yad Ephraim and the Mabit. There's a Musig. It's there is such a concept. As much as he's makabel, he does it through a process of Kabbalah and Bezdin. The same way Geras is a Kabbalah and Bezdin. I mean, so Gabi, these things, he's now part of the Tzivui. So he's not doing it because of his own thing. He's doing it because of the Tzivui. So such a,
it's a pella.
I'm telling you, it's a pella. But the mice, you know, it's
so much to hold something like this, right?
Okay. Dalek, tefillin shiksavim bekorvus yisrafu v'yishamim yignusu. Okay, what's an epikorvus? Ayin v'yalocha, v'shivur. So it comes to take a look at the v'yalocha. The definition of a curse is a person, is a Jew who is accepted, and he's odduk in a Zohar. And that's Tam. He's a Mormon of a Zohar. He's mamash odduk in it. So we assume, all of his focus is for a Zohar. He wrote the Parshiyos, Shem of a Zohar. Okay. I Rashi over there says a curse means a Jew who doesn't believe in Chazal. That's a nice pshat. That was because of the censors. That's true. A Jew doesn't believe in Chazal. It's not Bikaris. But over here, the issue was should it be burnt? The server doesn't believe in Chazal. Nearly Pasha should start leading the Parsha Yosef. You have to be begun of his Parshias. Shemal Ibid of Kaf Lishma. Shemal Kyos of Parshias is Kars Lishma. Shemal Hayazar Bidin of Choktoshis. Kim Lena Mohammed Dibri Chazal. Kim Koshan Ula Hashal Acherim. Because it's also Chazal, right? That the Pshat and Leaf neighbor means the Dom Nahi Mach will be other people. Okay, so that's got to be that. But over here, it means a person who is his machshava is all the tovah zohar, and therefore we have to question that he wrote the Shemus. We have to assume he wrote the Shemus and the tefillin, the Shemus of the zohar. Therefore, you have to burn them. You give my Yisufu back to Mishaburim. Imas Kosem, you burn them, even though the Hashem's name is mentioned there. The Kabbalah says Mishnah Madalot of Chafal of Ayin Shop. The Stomoy Kishakosev the Shemus of the Gilulim Hukosev. So he's thinking the Shemus Gachka. The Shem is about a Zohar, right? So you know, we can understand the application. Person who's Odik in the about a Zohar in Europe, that meant he was thinking about something which they would refer to with the Shem Hashem, but they're referring to their about a Zohar. Bishama Yignesu. Then there Derech Habikaros Laniach Tefillin, because we want a Shach. So if you're doing Habikaros, so why is he making Tefillin? So if he sold to a Jew, maybe he didn't have a Dvar Zohar in mind. So therefore, you can't burn it. General Klaalin, when he presents two opinions, he presents the first opinion, Stam, and the second opinion is Yesharim, he's passing the first opinion. Let's say he presents two opinions, Yesharim this, Yesharim that. He introduces both with the word Yesharim, and then he passes on like the second one. But if he presents, this is the din, and some say that. That means this is the din, and some say that, but this is the din. Then they can psalm like the first sheet. So they say Yignazu. No, that's the next sef. Hey, Nimsu Biyad Abikaras, and you do Mikasavim, Yignazu. You can't destroy Hashem's name. So it's not that it's also, it's not that it was written not by the Zabikaris. He just bought it, whatever, or he, you know, got it by Yerusha. I don't know however he got it, but he didn't write it. So I mean, he said the right to destroy it. So you can't tell it.
Why don't you go over the din of Rov? I mean, isn't if you just stomp find it? I mean, it's a Goyish area. I mean, it's B'nai Barak, I understand, but.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it was written by. In general, it's not a common thing to be written by Goyim.
Well, the Goy wouldn't have written it. It wouldn't be Kavua. The Goy wouldn't have written it.
You know, that's the saying. If I find that, if I know an Abikaris wrote it, I have to. You have to burn it. If I find it by the Abikaris, I don't know if he wrote it or not, so I can't wear it. I can't burn it. I have to be gardeners.
Oh, so this is a robe Sifrei Torah kosher written by legitimate Yidden.
So, Sifrei Torah, you would assume. Well, if I find Sifrei Torah beyond Abikaris, I don't know. That's the saying. Maybe this Abikaris wrote the Sifrei Torah. Mm-hmm. I couldn't use it. If you found it by Goy, it's kosher. Why is that? Tezayin Ksherim. The Stam of the Chachavim. Enam Bekiyim Litoy Bevada Yisok Sovay. Who wrote it? The Jew wrote it, probably. So you're allowed to assume that the Jew wrote it. Whereas in the case of Apikaris, he was a Jew who was Oduk. So then we're afraid he knew how to write. They don't write, period.
Right.
We assume that they, not that they wrote it, that they stole it. Right. I actually had a shayla that just came in recently. A person, missionary, came in with his Hebrew Bible written in Hebrew. It appears on the bottom from some whatever. Right? So he came in with Tanakh and Bris Chadasha, mm-hmm. and Yiddish. Translated into Yiddish.
Okay.
Right? He came in, you know, he loves shoes and he wants to give him this present, you know, Shkayach. Right? So the Bris Chadasha, we know what to do with, you know. Whether it's in Yiddish or whether it's in Hebrew, you burn it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the shadows, what do you do with the Tanakh? So the over here he's taking what everybody says, he wrote it. I mean, the Tanakh, it's a machine doing it. There's, you know, on the other hand, they're publishing it, referencing in their mind to their Avodah Zarah.
It's like Masa Kof.
Right, so how much do you say that he has input in the process of the writing? Let's cop one more sif. So I didn't, you know, I ended up passing on the shot to somebody else and never didn't follow up what happened with it. Because there was another connection, because there was a pirish on the bottom written by some fellow. I said that there could be, that would be half to destroy because of the pirish. So I didn't know anything about the pirish. Zion. Ain lochim tfilim zuzuz usar min akusim v'yosim v'demayim. Harbe, especially the Hargul, the Gunva, and Ulagosim. You can't ransom them with a significantly greater payment than the real value, because the Gunva will then be motivated to do it again. Yudzan Yoser, Abu Mamat Shabin, Yoser, Shab Mishabin, a little more than usual. Tana Akadei Khatzi Dinner Betrillin, Fiyar Zeb Sefer. We take tefillin, and we assume tefillin costs whatever it costs. So you add on the chatzi dinner, that's called a dabur muat. And take that same ratio, apply to sefer Torah. Chiyav and men, you should buy them. Vaft the sefer Torah, shim so yad in a yehudi yeshem and the yigones. Even though those who argue that sefer Torah by a goy, you can't use. So the chara, I'm ransoming it to not use it. So you buy it and you garnish it. Why? Because the garment are not going to treat it properly. So the possibility that this is a kosher, or even if not, it's still safer. Right? So they're going to treat it horribly. So you have to keep to redeem it if you could.
It's like the library used bookstore with this forum they have there.
Right, so it's one trick question. Are you mechiv to go buy them in order to save them from being mezuzah?
I feel if it's in my hand, I have to buy it. It's already, I'm picking it up.
Right, okay.
It's better not to touch it. I don't know, it's just I had a bunch of brand new forum this week.
A posh do it in Hemsulim Machbazatsman. And even if they're apostle, but they're going to be mezalzel in it, and that's still a problem. But if it's written by the goyim, written by an apikaris, the tunim sreifa, so he'll be mezalzel in it. I mean, I'm going to take it and burn it. So ain't sorak litzim's man. You don't have to buy it. You don't pay harbe. Don't leave the discussion when the guy has a very high price. Maybe you can get him down. But the guy is sticking by his position. You let him keep it. If you offer too low of a price, the guy will get mad, and the result will be that he'll just, you know, desecrate them in some way. So you can't, that can't be an option. Okay, that's all.